They used to ship them in one of the 50-pound keys. It was a crate, though. Most of them ship them now is in grass sacks or in the paper boxes. The crates got so expensive, I really got to about 95 cents a crate.
Grass sack, is that real?
That's a burlap.
Burlap. Well, now when you, what would you call the amount of corn you took to mill at one time? When you went to mill?
Anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds, 25 pounds. Like I said, it all depends how big your family was. Like us, we get about 50 pounds.
Okay, that wasn't a full wagon. That'd be just a...
You took, you had cornmeal to eat. What I mean is, like cornmeal.
Yeah.
What you do, you shell it, and you get you a sack, 100-pound sack, you know. And you, if you had a horse, you just take it and throw it on your horse and, you know, put it up in the saddle with you and go ahead. Now, like if you had to go have corn crush for your mules or something, well, you usually take about 600-700 pounds. That was a wagon load.
Now you'd be out in the, say, out in the garden, and your mother would need some wood, and she'd yell, she'd say, "Run, bring me in a."
All my wood.
And you'd have to run out, bring her in.
And run out there with your arm of wood.
Arm of wood. Yeah, you mentioned you had coal oil back, and nowadays you just put in a new. When it burns out, you put in a new.
On what?
When the light burns out, you put in a new.
New bulb.
New. But yeah. Back in the old days, you had.
You had smoke and coal oil.
Yeah. When you went out at night, did you ever go out, say, at night and make a something to go out at night with? Like take a piece of rich wood or something like that? Take a piece of some kind of wood, maybe. Do you have pine around here?
Yeah.
Take a piece of, you know.
Well, in them times, we really got pretty, but we had flashlights. Which is kind of up to date then.
Yeah.
I ain't that old, but I seen a bunch of things. And when you would come out the house, not like it is now, if you, the lights was dim in the house. And if you would walk outside, about in a minute you could see just about what you could see in the house, because you only had no light in the house.
Uh-huh.
But now you put the light on in the house, and you walk outside, it's about 10 minutes before your eyes get adjusted to the dark. And then you still can't see nothing. I don't know if it this seemed like to me in them times didn't seem like it was that dark. You know, it looked like it was always a little bit lighter.
Well, when people went out, say, did you ever go out bird thrashing at night?
No.
Would you ever go out and kill birds at night around here? Kill with a stick?
Mm-mm. We used to have cotton pickings at night.
Uh-huh.
Get a bunch of people and make ice cream and all kind of stuff like that. No.
How did they make ice cream, for gosh sake?
You had a freezer. You take your milk and stuff, you cook it.
Yeah.
Make like a custard. Then you go get you some ice.
Yeah.
And this big old coarse ice cream salt. And you put your custard, they had a, well, you had 1 or 2 gallons